Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I feel a change coming on me. I feel a change coming on me. Come on. I feel a change coming on me. Right now. Right now. Hey, hey. I feel a change. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Change. I feel a change coming home right now, right now. Stay with me.
I feel a change coming home.
Change.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay to you on tonight. If you listen to the sound of my voice, we need to know that you still have time to call in for prayer. Don't panic. You still have time. The number is 347-426-3782. I appreciate you being online, but if you need prayer, get on the phone lines and call 347-426-3782. The song I just played was I Feel a Change by Judy Jacobs. And with that being said, I'm honored to present to you the woman of God, the woman of faith, Prophetess Pate.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. Thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy to joining in for me, and thanking and praise God for you all on the phone line, and thank and praise God for all of those that's listening all across the airways, all top on Block Top Radio, all of those on iTunes, all of those that connected to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to let you know that this is a faith line. Also, it's an inspiration line where I encourage you and I even let you know about how to trust and believe, how to have faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's coming, and I thank God for Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God for faith, because faith is my faith has been tested all of this week and so on. But I thank and praise God, and I give him all the glory and all the praise for his faith, for the faith that I'm going through with. I know that God is getting ready to bless. I know God is getting ready to do something, but I trust him in the midst of all of what I'm going through with. And I want to thank and praise God for the woman of God that tuned in with me. And I want to let you all know, always trust God no matter what. Don't let go of what God is telling you. Don't let go of things. Don't give up on God. Trust God no matter what. God is the one that we need to trust. The word of God says everything belongs to him. Our thoughts, we wonder sometimes why things happen like they do. His word tells us his thought is higher than our thought. His ways are higher than our ways. So is the heaven and higher than the earth. So that lets me know God have everything in control. Now, those that tuning in and that's listening, I would like to pray, and I ask God, you all, let's join our faith is to prayer. And I want to let you all know, I pray for healing tonight, because God is going to heal somebody right tonight. God is going to heal somebody, because his words say we are already healed. But I want to let you know, you got to trust and believe God is going to heal. I want to talk on healing on tonight, because healing does the heart's good. Healing comes in, and it comes in, God will heal you. But you got to trust him and believe it. You can't say, God, I don't feel good. You can't bless God today and curse him the same day. You keep speaking blessings out of your mouth. The word of God tells us that whatsoever we speak, it will happen. So whatever you speak, you got to speak life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So as I get ready to pray, let's pray. I'm going to pray for healing on tonight. And I want to let you all know, let's tune in on Philippian Fire on Monday night. Tune in with my sister. I want to give a brief announcement. Let's tune in on Monday night that we will be able to join in with Prophetess Stacy on Philippian Fire Minister page, that she will be able to bless you upon on the phone line on Monday night. And also, let's join her on 5 minutes of focus, where she be able to give 5 minutes of inspiration. And also, I want you all to join back on next Friday to join my sister in with prayer and Faith on the Line. And God bless you all for tuning in. And I want to let you know, Prophet Stacy, if you're listening, after I get done praying, I'm going to turn it over to you to pray on the phone line. And you know how to go from there. And I want you all to be blessed. Thank you so very much, Prophet Stacy. I thank God for the great, mighty woman of God. I thank and praise God for the healing that he has done in my mom's body. The enemy checked her body, and he tried to take her out. But God brought her through, and he's doing a miracle every day in her life. And I thank and praise God for what he's doing. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now. I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you for how you just reach out and you touch us right now. Father God, I ask you to touch my sister, touch my brother, and maybe someone in their family member are sick. Maybe someone, Lord God, on their job need a healing, God. Lord God, I decree and declare right now that you will heal their body. Lord, somebody needs you right now, and they need you to be a healing for them. They need you to be, Lord God, a counselor for them. They need you, Lord God, to bring joy in their life. Father God, somebody needs you right now, God, to touch them, Lord, in areas that they don't even know which way to turn. Somebody needs you, God, to be a job, God. Lord God, you're able to step in and do the more in their abundantly, God. Somebody needs you to open up a way of escape, God. They don't know how it's going to happen. They don't know how things are going to work out. But, God, they need you right now. Somebody needs you in their marriage, God. Heal right now. Heal that husband. Heal that womb. Heal that that wife, God. Heal her womb, God. She has been hurt, God. Lord God, heal right now, God. For, Lord God, your words say by your stripes that we are already healed. And Father God, I thank you for the healing that you perform, God. Lord, I ask you, somebody needs healing in their mind. Heal their mind, God. They need you to be a sound mind. Speak sound mind over their life right now. Lord God, that they begin to think, that they begin to, Lord God, remember God like they used to. We bind the spirit, Lord God, of all time. We bind the spirit, Lord God, of autism. We bind the spirit, Lord God, of schizophrenic. We bind that spirit of bipolar. We bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because we know. But your word said, let this mind be in Christ, that also in you, God. So, Lord, that lets me know, God, if my mind is in you, God, then, Lord, you're going to take care of what belongs to me. Whatever connected to me, God, you're going to do it, God. Heal right now. Heal the mind, God. Somebody's hearts need healing, God. Their heart been hurt. Their heart is there of them. Their heart, Lord God, they don't even know how to love again. Lord, let the healing come through right now. Touch that wound right now, God, and heal it right now. Mend it back together again. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask for your healing because your words say, heal thee, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Deliver thee, O Lord, and I shall be delivered. Touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, touch that heart. Mend it back together. Mend that broken heart back together again. Lord, somebody needs you to be healed, God, to touch their, Lord God. Touch them, God, in their eyes, God, the eyes don't work good. They don't see good, God. Do them like you did the man, the blind man. When you anointed his eye with clay, God, and it began to come open, God, and he began to see clearly, God. Heal right now. I decree and declare healing. The eyes will begin to come open, God. Touch right now, God. Lord, even touch, God. Touch that one, Lord. Somebody, Lord God, not feeling well, God. We decree and declare that you heal, Lord God. Heal like never before, God. Touch them, God, right now. Father God, your words say, God, in Psalms 103:3, God, that you heal all diseases. We speak to high blood pressure. We speak to diabetes. We speak to, Lord God, Lord, lung disease. We speak to that hip replacement. We speak to, Lord God, that eye disease. We speak to that ear disease. We speak, Lord God, to that, Lord God, that nor to touch that stomach, God, nor, God, whether that also, God. We speak to gout, God. We speak to all of these things that don't belong to you, God. They belong to the enemy, God. Heal right now, God. The enemy comes in trying to afflict our body, but your words say you come to heal our body in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch my sister and my brother that they may believe, God. Touch that child, God, that the ran away, that need healing for their mind, God. Lord, they've been abused, God. They've been sexual abused, God. They've been, Lord, picked on. They've been bullying, God. Heal right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray. I pray for everyone that's dealing with a cancer, Lord God, Lord, even, Lord God, I deal, Lord God, with lupus, God, any kind of blood disease, God, bone disease, God, that it will line up with your word in the name of Jesus, God. For your word say we are healed by your stripes. We are healed. Lord, I thank you because you're so worthy. God, I give you the praise because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God. Look upon our peoples in the world. Lord, they are sick. Some are sick in their mind. Lord, touch their mind. Touch their thoughts. Bring deliverance to them, God. Heal them in Jesus' name, God. I speak healing over all the ones that need healing because your words say that we are to pray ye for one another. In Jesus' name, we are to be the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. And Lord, I pray for my sister and my brother that is weak. In the name of Jesus, that came to stand up on their own. In Jesus' name, I'll pray. God, thank you. Lord, I love you. God, I give you all the praise. Amen. Amen, and praise your name. Prophetess Stacy, I turned it over to you to see if we have any on the phone lines to be prayerful.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer, press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray with you all tonight. Once again, on behalf of Prophetess Pate and myself, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. Once again, if there's anybody on the phone line desiring prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. We will be glad to pray with you all tonight. Okay, I see that there are no prayer requests live for tonight. There was a powerful prayer prophetess page, so I assume that all the people that are listening, they are satisfied with that powerful prayer that went forth. Thank you, woman of God. And on behalf of Prophetess Pate and myself, I would like to wish each and every one of you a blessed night. We will see you back here Monday night, hopefully, then back here again on Friday for another Faith on the Line. God bless.